Israeli coming to America.
And he keeps 2 days of Yom Tov. According to Rashi, only for Hesri, he can't do Malacha in the Yishuv. According to Shita Tosis, even Besinna, because it's going to end up becoming for Hesri, as experience in fact proves. This is Tosis Shita, and it's called Halacha Shulchan Aruch. It's in Matov Tzadi Vav, Sid Gimel, I believe it is. And there we are taught this din. And he would presumably daven a Eretz Yisrael digger davening, because he's fundamentally been Eretz Yisrael, just that he has to keep we watch out for Malacha Bishum Shini Yomachlech. So that's Tosis. Then we had the Ra'avan. Let's open again to the Ra'avan. Let's see, you have the Ra'avan in front of you. The Ra'avan says,
congratulations.
Thank you. Ki Kazlina Eretz Yisrael. See, what happened? Ubnei Mekomi, do you have a copy, Aryeh? Here we go. Ubnei Mekomi Olsen Beis Yamin. That means he's an American, right? He's an American. Ki Kazlina Eretz Yisrael. We understood it to mean he's on the way to Eretz Yisrael. The Leslu Elachad Yoma. B'yishiv lo avidna, and pshat we have to say over here within Shidas Haravan, I will not do malacha in the yishuv. Why? Mishum chomer makom shani sham. What means shani sham? What means shani sham? What happened over here? I thought he went to Eretz Yisrael. He says no, he's going to Eretz Yisrael. Ki az li nun, I'm about to go. I haven't gone yet. He's still in Chutz Laretz, and I prefer the reading. I spent a long time on this yesterday. Doesn't mean chumim makom shalach hashem chumim makom sheyotzi b'shem hashem. Means because I'm still an American. Shem chumim makom shani sham. I'm reading it. I'm still an American. Okay. The midbar shal eretz Yisrael mi avidna biyom shuchol. Can I do malacha on that day? Yes or no? Mi amar rabbanah michagadla be midbar nos tam chumim makom sheyotzi b'sham. I'm still an American. Oh lo. Answers the Gemara, b'mishuv, when I'm still in New York, and I plan to go on Aliyah, it's usur. Even if I'm traveling from New York, I bump into town, I run into London or something like that, it's still usur. B'midbar, when I reach the midbar in Eretz Yisrael, it's mutter, and it's a chiddush. Even though I haven't reached my final destination. And usually, to be necker from your previous status, you have to reach your final destination. This is an exception to the rule. Because maybe the meaning of Yom Tov Sheni is different, as the poskim say. With the boy in a midbar shel Eretz Yisrael, michlal de b'chol makomos arzo aser, shmamen de darvish nogam bo yisav emdinas bavel b'chol parvah also l'shamos. The nisa malacha throughout chutz starts, no matter what, it's going to be prohibited. This is the Ravan Shita. The Ravan Shita has only relevance to somebody who's going on Aliyah, who's on his way, traveling towards Eretz Yisrael. It's irrelevant to the typical tourist. Okay, that's our bottom line of the Ravan. Well, there were other interpretations which we're not going to go into right now. We'll get into it in the Rach. Our final sheet is the Rach, Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel seems to be word for word for the Ravan, but we explain that it only seems to be word for word for the Ravan, and at the end of the day, it could be really fundamentally different than the Ravan, as we shall explain. Okay, so what did the Rach say? Kigon anod the kav, the binin the kiri yacha, ubenei mekomi osn shneyamim. Starts word for word. Literally the same words as the Ravan. But then he says, Ki be'ino le'mezek le'eretz Yisrael de'lo avdi ele yom echad. What do you mean lo avdi? Use the word avdi. The word avdina, and it's found in Shas from Malach. But that's how we understood it until now. It's Shitas HaTosis, Shitas HaRavan. He used the word avdi in the opposite context, making yantif. So therefore we're going to suggest with the klichem de'lem pshat in the Ravan, which doesn't work, is pshat in the Rach. Lo avdi. Oh, and also the chasam sov is pshat in the Ravan. Also won't work because you had to have magia sham to misham. Okay, so the Rach says no. Lo avdi ele yom echad. They only make one dayantif, and I'm now going on aliyah. B'yishav lo avidna. When I get to Haifa on the way to Yerushalayim, lo avidna. I'm not going to make yantif. I'm not going to make a second day of yantif. B'midbar Eretz Yisrael ma'al lasel tzviyom shubar li shuchol. What's it in? Should I make yontif in the midbar in Eretz Yisrael? Mi'am rabban mechiha milsoch b'midbar Eretz Yisrael nos nolim chumre mokom sheyotze b'sham, and I should make yontif? Oh no, or I shouldn't make yontif. Am le'ocher rabbi ababab b'yishuv aser to make yontif because b'nei shinei machlokes presumably or something about Tosif b'midbar mutter to make yontif, and therefore you have to make yontif again because you haven't arrived at your final destination. That's a pshat in the Rambam. It's really not my chiddush. The Kli Chemda, this idea, I never would have thought of it in a million years. But the idea was thought about the Kli Chemda, which is found over here in Source 2, in Os Chav Zayin. He has this amazing pshat that it comes out like the Chacham Tzvi. You're not allowed to make Yontif in a Yishuv, right? He just says that it's impossible to say this within the Shita Saravan, but it is possible to say within the Shita Sarach.
Chacham Tzvi would apply to Midbar too.
We haven't read Chacham Tzvi yet. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, as we mentioned earlier, quoted the Rach as saying, if you're an American on a tour in Eretz Yisrael, so you have to keep 2 days, because I don't do malacha. And we're saying, no, an Olech Hadash keeps only 1 day by Yishuv. I'll say it's an Olech Hadash. What about a plain person going for Sukkos? So we had this whole Shaila. What is this fellow's status, this Olech Hadash? What kind of status does he have? So until he gets to his actual place, his final destination, he's still a chutznik. So therefore, he's no different fundamentally than a tourist. So the same as according to Shita Sarach, an Olech Hadash who lands in Haifa on his boat, hasn't reached Yerushalayim yet, may not make Yontif. V'yishalo avidna, you can't do Yontif because it's a Ne'am Machlekes. So too, it seemed to me equally true that a tourist from New York coming back next week should also not make Yontif. So that's how I read. I'm trying to be intellectually honest enough to say, and Rabbeinu Chana, the way I'm reading it, it says, Beferish 1 day, like the Chacham Tzvi. We'll receive perhaps for some different reason. Okay, and the Kli Chem themselves said a reason given by Baal Tosef, we prefer the reason of Machlekes. That's printed in our Gemara. They may have to take it out according to Ser Mishonim. The Ravan questions who he had it, the Rach had it, didn't have it, etc. Depends how you learn Pshat Nis Rishon. Good, because it says on the side, some Ksav Yad didn't have those three words. Ad Kan Yesterday Shir, very brief. Everyone with me so far? So now we have to understand this Machlekes, which is Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi is clearly against Av Kasrocha Beis Yosef, who said the traditional view that you are where you're coming from. As long as you're going back, if you're an American in Eretz Yisrael, you keep 2 days, you dive in 2 days in public. Why? Because I asked the Yoni's question yesterday. It's going to be Farhesia anyway, because you're walking around like a Yontif of the Gayid. Not the same as Nun Aleph Beis by an Erev Pesach of the Gayid. Erev Pesach, you don't do Malacha, you're not going to work. But you know, a lot of people are unemployed. But Yontif Mamish, you're not doing Lamatas Malacha, so most of them, it's going to be Farhesia anyway. You might as well dive with a minion, big deal. Yes, I'm sorry.
Why doesn't the Rif bring this whole Gemara first?
And the Rambam. Both left it out completely. That's of relevance. And I told you the Ein Mishpat is incorrect. In quotes over here, Perek Ches Halacha Chaf, that's wrong. Ches Chaf, that's a correct Tzion in the previous Amud. That's in the Erev Pesach. Right? Tov Tzadi Vav Gimel, that's a correct quotation. But the Mechaba left, Rambam and Rif left it out. We don't understand. Obviously, they didn't learn anything special from it. They thought it was a, you know, a yawn. No need to quote it. What does that mean? Why? Yes.
The Rambam does learn the difference between Yishuv and Midbar from this point.
Well, the Pri Chodesh said a whole Torah that the Rambam learned from this Gemara, but he never quoted the Gemara itself. Right? He never quoted the Gemara itself.
Right.
Good. So that's the turn our attention to this famous Chacham Tzvi, world famous or infamous in some people's eyes. This famous truth. We already know clearly what the Av Kasrochel said. We know exactly what he said. Fine. Rabosai, what did the Chacham Tzvi say? Let's analyze it very carefully, because I think it's often either misconstrued or exaggerated. Let's see. She'ela, she'alta, b'nei chutzlor, it's all in there, it's shol derech haroi, heichi snag b'sholosh v'golim, im k'b'nei er, it's shol k'nei chutzlor. It's a very straightforward question. The first line in source number 5, it says it straight out. That's the question, right? No, pulls no punches. That's the question. No, so what's the answer? Tshuva. There are 3 parts to the Shuvah. That's important. You have to keep running the 3 parts. Part 1. Nira, the Tzrichim, Hein Lesnag, Vin Yonah, Yamawadim, Ke'echad, Bibnei Eretz, Yisrael, Atol Shavim. Okay, fine. What's bothering the Chacham Tzvi? Well, Chumri Mokom, Sheyotza, Misham, says Chacham Tzvi. V'ein v'zeh b'chlal, Chumri Mokom, Sheyotza, Misham. Lo mi boya b'tfilas u'brachas u'kriya sefer Torah. She'ein an chumris b'yetzem, So it's not a kula, it's not a chumra. You have to pick a choice. Either daven this way or that way. You can't call it chumra but kula. Elafilu b'mlocha mutarim. Hey, hear what's going on? He passes its mutar to do melacha in Yerushalayim if you're an American tourist for a week. Why? Reason 1. She'ilu hayu kol anshei amokam she'yotzu misham kan b'kfiyusa. If every Jew in New York would make aliyah to Yerushalayim, pshita she'asurim hayu lasas yosem yomecha mishem bal tosif. If we all become olim chadashim, we couldn't make 2 days for the we love the geshmak of the 2 days. The second day yontif, we can rest up. It's gevaldik. Vi bal tosif mamish. How do you know? Shrei hayoshen b'shmini b'sukkah loke. V'chein b'pesach l'shavuos. Also yom echad mo'ed v'yosem ich amitzah over al bal tosif. V'lo amru nostim olav chumri mokom sheyotza misham. Elu b'chumra sherashoyin b'nei hamokom sheyotza zeh misham. Linog chumrosim b'mokom hanogin kula. Afim yikvu dirosim b'mokom halos. If they want, the two cities, you know, there's New York and Chicago. And in Chicago, they're Makel, and in New York, they're Machmir. So this New Yorker is in Chicago. Did I say it right? He's in Chicago. So if all the Jews in Chicago would decide to keep the Chumrah from New York, it would be binding. So New York and Chicago also has to keep the Chumrah from New York. But if it's prohibited for all the Chicagoans to keep them in for some reason or other, I can't think of an example. Here's the example. It's prohibited for all Eretz Yisrael to keep 2 days Yontif. Then even the guest does not keep 2 days. That's what he says. Avodava, shilubo b'nei mokam achumun l'mokam akula v'kobo dirosam bo. Hayu asurum ninen chumrosam v'zeh l'omru. Okay. This is the first reason of the Chacham. It's a technical reason. It's a technical reason. Technical reason. Yes.
Is that Pasha that if the community of Nechla starts moving to Eretz Yisrael, they couldn't keep 2 days?
He says it'd be Baal Tosif.
No, I'm supposed to mean, but why if their community moves, we saw before, if Gehila moves to a new place, they keep their previous Menhagim.
Yeah, but here, you're not supposed to keep a second day in Eretz Yisrael. There's no suffix in Kfir Diach. Rav Shlomo Zalman, is Mincha Shlomo on the Bar Ilan?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I'm not sure if you want to try a hand, I don't mind. Because he talks about it. Okay, I don't mind.
I turn
on the machine. You want to see if is it easier in our room? See if it's open.
You always boosh.
I'm just curious if it's open yet. Maybe it's still making it on its way.
Is there a Baal Tosif plate in Sheva Altasa?
That's a very good question. Rabbi Harari asked, is there a Baal Tosif in Sheva Altasa? You don't realize what a godly you were machaved. You could possibly realize. But you made a very, very profound statement. Is there Baal Tosif in Sheva Altasa? You like it better here? Okay. It opened. It's my curiosity. It did ultimately come. Okay, so this is reason number one.
Normally, why is it different than any other minhag? I understand what meaning any other minhag. If you move as kehila, then you're allowed to.
Yeah, but narratives. There's no isser to keep.
Yeah, but the isser issue equally applies to Eretz and Chutzlar. It just happens to be that they said we should follow our minhag and Chutzlar.
You're asking why every single minhag should know me about Tosif. What's the isser in another minhag? The answer presumably is that since there was a takana, a minig there, I was saying to be a denim, to keep 1 day in Eretz Yisrael but 2 days in Chutz Laaretz, if you decide to keep 2 days in Eretz Yisrael, it's about us. Shlomo Zalman, that's what I'm trying to show you. Not so convinced. Who said? If you fail another minute, I'm going to give you a minute. I'm going to go to the other room where we know how to work. I don't mind moving. It doesn't work. You know what, Rabbi, let's pick up into our Mokom Kavua. Then we know how to operate the machines. And we'll see what Shlomo Zalman, if you can get it on the screen. Settle them, we'll do a meeting. Shlomo Zalman, if you want to try to find it. If you can get it, you'll find it in Mincha Shlomo, Siman Yutes, it's gotten Ches. So this is the first, we'll see, as Mordechai is trying to get us to Mincha Shlomo, let's see the second reason in Chacham Tzvi. Again, the first reason is truly a technical reason. That is there's a problem of Baal Tosef. We'll see later on that others are bothered by Baal Tosef a little bit as well. Shlomo Zalman is not bothered by it. Let's go a little bit further about say. Reason number two in Chacham Tzvi. Everyone has source number five, where we left off. Totally separate reason he's giving out. What's reason number two? Reason number two is, after Shalchu Mitan, Hizor B'minig HaVaseichem, Dil Magazu Shamdo, V'Osel L'Kulkule, this is the famous Gemara Masechta the Beitza, and that's why we keep a second day under, because you never know what's going to happen down the road. Zok the Chacham Tzvi, Ha Kal Kolo Gufalo Shaycha El Shem B'Kom B'Chutzlars. Avon Yosef Eretz Yisrael Lo Shaycha.
Sorry, which?
Mincha Shlomo Chelak Aleph. I assume it's Siman Yutes Sivkot Meches. Look at this magic.
Yeah, they do have Sivkot Meches.
Ches. Here, look at this. You're there.
You said Ches.
A little bit bigger.
On top corner.
Cross. Oh, here. Good. Yes. Here we go. That's what the Zalman has to say. What's the Chacham Tzvi? What's the Chacham Tzvi? Sarah Chiyun. Maybe it's a Svara. He has to cross the whole thing. Lo Tosif. The Malacha, Gabi Yom Sheni, Kamo Bechutzlart. They ain't over Baal Tosif. He may also attend the Chosh of the Shanda Bechutzlart. Shach Gab Eretz Yisrael. He denies the whole thing. Amal became near a posh of the Kavan Shab Eretz Yisrael, or Tiklu Chacham of Locha Shlachi. He has to call Lassus Atzel Siyon Kazer, the Yishlach Shashbo Mishab Baal Tosif. On his own, an Israeli born in Israel, that might be a Shach. Mashengi Bibnei Chutzlart, Asher Chacham of Kengazu Aleim. Lachos Hashamda, we also chash shayach shapa gam b'shashu orech minutes of Eretz Yisrael. Minayin ono shechayav lahosir, dagazum v'libo b'yosu b'Eretz Yisrael v'didas, shum tam lakach. He doesn't understand. Hare chazina shebein Eretz Yisrael abo l'chutz lorz, v'dag olav v'l Eretz Yisrael. The shabba pot, the miyont of sheni, v'hainam v'shum dal b'nei Eretz Yisrael, gozu chacham lachos Hashamda, gam b'shashu b'chutz lorz. Right, he's mikir adin. Keeps only one day, and if he's in the midbar, keeps only one day. The cave is a cave near the chara. Should be also a town established by Chutzlar. Should search Tomid, Lachshosh, Lezesh, Yoch, Lachshosh, Lezeh, Gam, Boyos, Eretz Yisrael. Cave is a Ben Chutzlar. Vuel is also describing a goyim, but a minchas Yitzchak Shlita, Asher Katar Tomala, Bechlal Gimel Ozayim. We times that Gam Tzarechim, Bimash, etc., etc., etc. Adka. Shem is Amos, Shem is Amos, Shem is Amos, Shem thinks he's wrong. Even Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is always going to Chacham Tzvi as a tziruf, but in this reason he's wrong. Good. Okay, that's point one. Thank you so much for getting it. Point two, he says, what's point two again? He says, again, this may be Shkikul Hobo Talia. Now, point two of the Chacham Tzvi might answer Shlomo Zalman's objection to point one. The point one, what does he mean in point number two? What does he mean? What do the words mean? What does the word mean? Hach kalkula gufalo shach el b'shem b'chumkom b'chutzlarts. So I saw that in the era Kodesh v'amikdash, Rav took a chitzkot of Shmuel Salant, Rav of Yerushalayim, was the following shot. What happens Man Haria? Let's turn back in history. Bisman Shekitra Apiaria. Okay? Apiaria. So a guy lived in Bavel, he kept 2 days. He was visiting by his kids in Eretz Yisrael, the Yontif. How many days did he keep his man Haria? So Shmuel Santa did have a Pashut, 1 day. Why 1 day? Bisman Haria. Bisman Haria, all depends if you know about it. You don't know about it. So therefore, it's not in Eretz Yisrael, everybody knows about it. I would certainly keep 1 day. I minigavos. No, but now I know exactly the day. That's what he says. Now, is this true? Not necessarily. Moshe says it's not true. Moshe is a tshuva. Igris Moshe. You look it up. Chela Gimel Simon Ayin Gimel. He says no. Even it, again.
Orachaim.
You want to get it? You want to get Igris Moshe? Why not? Rav Moshe says that even if Shmuel Salant is correct that his man Haria he keep only 1 day, today you have to keep 2 days because we have Bekiyim Bekviyah the Yarcha. But he agrees, Rav Moshe, that if his man Shekisha Piyaria he would keep a total of 1 day, which is that they both agree. Okay, here we go. Like a chiluk ben eretz chutzarz, be a diak viusa, be diak viusa the yarcha, actually come up on the shower of chutzarz with menogam, last is coming up with shenik chil shalcha, be tam pebetz at avdalid, nasan and mele, chumra mikfi shayadid, it's more common now. The gam shi ha ball with ben chutzarz, there it's Israel. Kos man shadat alach, the tzorach, dinak ben menogam chutzarz, last is yom to shenik, it didn't have menogim. Therefore he says, that Rav Shmuel Salant and the Chacham Tzvi are incorrect. They're correct on their first assumption. That is Man Haria, if you were an American tourist in Eretz Yisrael, you keep 1 day. But now became Mochomer, said Rav Moshe, against the Chacham Tzvi and the... You can sit down, I may call you again. In Mochomer, than the... It was in those days. Then it was in those days. The truth is, one could argue, that even in the old days, it was, you kept 2 days. Maybe. I'm not so sure if Moshe and if Shmuel Slant and if Chacham Tzvi are correct. You can argue that in the olden days, if you were a Bavli in Eretz Yisrael, right? I know it's Rosh Chodesh. I kept 2 days in Eretz Yisrael, then knowing it was Rosh Chodesh, knowing when it was, didn't matter. Right, so maybe you can argue the whole thing. Okay, this is Rav Osai, the next point. Okay, so this is the two technical points of the Chacham Tzvi, both of which are controversial. Right, Shlomo Zalman argues with the first. Right, when he says over here the Chacham Tzvi, we don't know exactly what he means. We read it one more time. The second point. What's the second point? Second point is. After Shalchim Itam, he's over Minigam Sechem, Dilmas, goes to Shanda, Asl Kukuli, half Kalkola, Gufa, Lo Shaikha, Lakshem, Mukom, Chutzot, and Gos Meretzol, Lo Shaikha. Period. What that means is that even in the old days, you only kept 1 day. Rav Moshe says that's true, but today you have to keep 2 days. I'm suggesting maybe in the old days you keep 2 days. It's also controversial, at least based on Rav Moshe. Point number three.
It's not based on Re'iyah, even in Babel, if I knew.
No, sure not. Well, that's our Gemara. I know the idea of the Kriya the Yach, they still have to keep 2 days.
No, that's once they instituted the calendar. Before the calendar.
Before the calendar. So let's say I live in you're right, okay, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not convinced 100%. Yes?
Okay. Isn't he saying that it's all one? Isn't even one reason?
Oh, interesting. But then he adds another point. Very good. He says, V'kevan shemeret Yisrael, Yisrael, Lohosif, Yom Echad Ala Mitzvah the Ein Biyad Anshei Eretz Yisrael Hosef Yom Echad Yosef Echosef V'tol Acher Af Abom Chutzorot Asurim In Linnah Shem Tov Shul Goyos Kuzman Shem Eretz Yisrael Yoderech Haroi period. That may be again what we call Baal Tosef Asal Hosef. Two may be related Hobo Hotalia. Shlom Zalman says no Baal Tosef. Why? Because even a Babli who's nervous when he's in Eretz Yisrael can keep a second day, and Reb Chacham Tzvi would say, no, it's not true. The Bismana Ria, you wouldn't be allowed to keep a second day. So Bismana is that neither, as Shmuel Salant explained. So therefore, there's already a Baal Tosef. Could be a Tov Baal Tosef.
Where does he mention Bismana Ria?
Who? He doesn't say the words Beferish. That's how Reb Shmuel Salant understood it. Reb Chacham Tzvi said, he says over here, Lo Shaykh Ela B'Shem B'Kom B'Chutzot B'Hiosu B'Eretz Yisrael Lo Shaykh. What do we love? Why lo shaykh? So the presumption is that in Eretz Yisrael, in the original Zman Ariya, they kept one day. So you can't say Rabbinic Avos Seichan. There never was such a minute. So therefore, you can't apply this principle. Whatever. Not reason number three is the one that everybody quotes. Yes.
He says he doesn't say that the dinner minute is not shaykh. It's kakula is not shaykh. It's half kakula gufa lo shaykh.
Okay, but the Kamsa Dav is not said before, there's no Kulu Chumra, so you may as well keep a Minigar Eretz Yisrael.
That's what he's saying that there's something regarding the Kilka, which is a Shami. It's not just that the Minig was never instituted for Bnei Babel Eretz Yisrael.
If you're saying it's a Kilka, then I don't understand what you're saying.
No, I don't understand.
Same way as the Goyim can have a lockout in communist Russia, they can have a lockout in Eretz Yisrael too.
I don't think the law is on the Kulu
Chumra.
Isn't he saying
it every time? That's not how Shmuel Salat. You look it up, it's in Irak Kodesh, Ramidish, Chela Gimel Perik Yutes of Kot Ches. That's what it's called. But everyone quotes Chacham Tzvi, doesn't never mention this. He asked the whole world to say, Chacham Tzvi, no, they're Baal Tosef, they never heard of it. This Loasi Kukut, the last two words all they know. Kevan Shamokum Goreim, Ve'ein Zeh B'chal Chumri Mokum Shiotzi Bishon. That's what everybody quotes from the Chacham Tzvi. The third reason. Rabbi, I'm asking a question. If you follow the third reason, and you're an Israeli in America, how many days Yom Tov must you keep? Huh? Two, the Gamre. Even in the Midbar. Even davening, to daven like a chutzah. Isn't that what I mean? Isn't that the plain reading of the last line? Does anybody say that? It's against the Shulchan Aruch. Right? Does the Chacham Tzvi mean? The Chacham Tzvi was not afraid to argue with Shulchan Aruch. But did he mean to argue with over here? It's unclear to me. What did he mean? Did he mean to argue with Shulchan Aruch? Maybe. Maybe he did. I have my doubts. So therefore, reason number three to me is just a throwaway line. I don't think he really means it technically, because if he did, he'd have to go against the Shulchan Aruch. And Chacham Tzvi, if he wanted to go, not that he's afraid to do it, he would have told you. Shulchan Aruch is a befeirish. If you're an Israeli in America, you have a din of an Israeli still, except in the Midbar for sure, and then even in there, Machlek, the whole story which you spoke spend time on. Good. Did anybody go into Shulchan Aruch? Perhaps. Shulchan Aruch Harav, source number 6. Let's take a look. Shulchan Aruch Harav. Let's take a look. Siv Zayin. B'nei Eretz Yisrael. Let's take a look. B'nei Eretz Yisrael, Shabbat L'chutz L'aretz. Asurim lasas melacha beyond the shani b'yishim Yisrael. I feel a betzina. I feel a b'midbar. My yotok atchum neirishu Yisrael darba. I feel a dat alasal and kovim. Tamshin is brought tafsach. This is really an Israeli, but this is shini machlekas mimak b'shenagul. Okay, fine. Sifir alf b'nei chutzarz shabol eretz Yisrael. Afal pisha dat and lavzar ein osin ela yom echad neiretz Yisrael. Boom! Chacham Tzvi! The Yesh Cholkim! It's only become a Yesh Cholkim. Can you imagine that? Strange. If you look in the out the Rebbe's at the Lubavitch, which is put out those fancy Shulchan Aruch Harav, there's a reference back and forth. Look at the next one. Over here in Madura Tinyana, Siman Aleph Sefches. Kedusha Shabbos Semi Hasidic. Kedusha Shabbos v'yom tov u'lemala migeder ha'mokom v'zman. Rak shemeir l'mata l'chol mokom v'mokom v'zman ha'roi lo. Whee! וזהו גם כן הטעם של שור וקדוש של יונה בחוץ לאף יונה בשני של גוליאס. Imagine this. ולכן, גם בני ארץ ישראל, הבור מחוץ לאף חיוב ובקדוש של סיום, אף שדעת המלאך זה מה שנתבור בחוץ יום. What? He never said it in the Chos Yontif. In the Chos Yontif, he just said before it's like the Mechaber. It seems like that fundamentally you are an Israeli, right? And if you're in a Midbar, you conduct yourself like an Israeli. A direct contrast when he writes about the word Tanyana. The answer is the Rebbe changes mind on a number of things. He became much more independent later in life and he passed in his own way. Whereas he said later, when I was a young man, I was too comfortable to the Mokon Avraham. We became independent. So here he passes is like what they call the Mekubalim. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't use the word Mekabalim. He talks about Kedusha, Meir, Mata, Kedusha, Yoyna. This is a term to what I used to. Okay? Lubavitch is followers. Lubavitch is often will, you know, fly from place to place. If they're in 770, they conduct themselves as full Americans. They're living Kfar Chabad. Davin, everybody else. And Fakert, if they're going too far about from 770, one day Lagam. Why? They follow the Alter Rebbe, as he's understood, Madhuri Tanyana. That's what everyone quotes. But it's you can see what's going on over here? The world has no Bapasa Lubavitch. Chacham Tzvi. But the Chacham Tzvi never really said what the Rebbe said. Chacham Tzvi never said the Farish against the Mechaber if you're an Israeli in America you keep 2 days when you can. Never said that. He's giving technical reasons why an American Israel really should be keeping 2 days. Can't do it. Shash Bal Tosif, he can't say Chumim Abba Shayat Misham, or it's in a place where it wouldn't apply. Whatever we technically mean. The last one of Chacham Tzvi, Shamakam Gorbein, the Bechlal Chumim Abba Shayat Misham, doesn't add up. If it's Malcolm Garam and you don't apply the Mishnah completely, you don't apply it, then an Israeli in America should be keeping 2 days completely, and that's against the Mechaber. And then the Mechaber should go against the Mechaber. That's my point, which I think is very often overlooked when everyone quotes the Chacham Tzvi. Kain Nira Li. Kain Nira Li. Okay, fine. If you look at my print in Hilchos Yontif, I found that this Sif Yud Aleph was in a different print. It was a different kind of letters. I suspect it was added in based on Madhuri Tanyana. But this Sif Yud Aleph, Bar Ilan, is all the same print. Don't get the new ones. The new ones, I don't know what they have. I can't guarantee the ones. I have an old classical Shulchan Aruch that was printed for so many years. And there, Sif Yud Aleph was in small print. I suspect Sif Yud Aleph is an add-on based on Madhuri Tanyana. Maybe possibly Gordin against, like the Chacham Tzvi, but not for the Chacham Tzvi technical reasons, for the Kabbalah reasons. So if you're a Kabbalist and you're willing to say that if you follow the Makom, you have a basis. You have the Alter Rebbe. But aside from that, the Alter Rebbe's third reason, either he didn't really mean it, or it's a throwaway line, or else he's arguing with the Mechaber, which he didn't tell us. And the first two reasons are quite controversial. Shlomo Zalman himself, who's Mitzarev the Chacham Tzvi here and there, argues in the first reason, why should he be about Tosef? And the second reason, we're not sure what he means exactly. And if we're not sure if what he means is really true, so therefore, it's hard to patek him against the rest of the world. Rav Yosef Karo also knows the pasuk, would you say? And he said, Beferish Vakir. But now I want to tell you about the idea which was called the day and a half. I didn't use that word until now. But now we have to talk about it. What's a day and a half? A day and a half is slang for someone that's found the chumras of everybody. When he doesn't do malacha in the second day of Eretz Yisrael, but he davens like an Israeli. So we call that a day and a half. So where does this day and a half come from? Where did it come from? If you look in Chinsky calls him Shmuel Shalant, you know, you should paskin a day and a half. Day and a half. My Rebbe Zichron Lebracha paskin a day and a half. When I was a Talmud in Karen B'Avna, I wrote him a letter. What do I do? I wrote a letter in Chodesh Elul. I figured I better have to answer quick. Okay? why did I think about it before? I haven't thought about it. Not like today, Emily. I haven't thought about it. Come to Eretz Yisrael, middle of El, they're getting ready to give us a shir. That there's, and then they passed in a day and a half. It's not going to have to change over the decades. Talk about 1966, a couple of years ago. So they said, keep a day and a half. They said day and a half. So I didn't sound so right to me. They said, what, might there be a letter? Give me back a letter. Only one problem. The letter came on Chol HaMoed. And people came to me, I can't believe it. Rav Soloveitchik, because his name was on a return address, on an aerogram, sent to your name in Carrie Avenue. Like the whole world, they saw the mail. The guy, I wasn't there yet. I wasn't seeing the mail. No one had the chutzpah to open it. And there was a letter. And in that letter, he wrote that his grandfather, Chaim, held like the Chacham Tzvi, Mika Radin. They didn't go into the details as to why. Maybe he held like the Rebbe. I don't know what reason. But, of course, you shouldn't do malacha. You should daven chol. That's what my Rebbe did exactly the same way. Because Reb Chaim held like the Chacham Tzvi. No. Reb Chaim had many unique shittas. I'm not sure what Reb Chaim was based on. Reason one, reason two, and reason three. I don't know. I didn't have the chutzpah as my Rebbe, which of the three reasons it was. And that's what I did at that time. But it's a pshara. My Rebbe didn't say it's an ikar din. Go to Reb Shmuel Salant. It's a pshara. We're not sure who's right. So we'll go to Chumrah and not do malach on the second day. And we'll dive in. Because if we said no chumras and coolers when it comes to davening, as we saw, we'll dive like an Eretz Yisrael. It's a pshara. I wanted to one up these mamish, the early Olam mamish, and try to find a source, perhaps, Me'ikar Adin for a day and a half. Yeah, Me'ikar Adin. That's source number seven. Source number seven is Yabia Omer, Rav Adja, Gelik Vav, Simon Men, Baruch Hai. Shuvah Se'ga'onim means, you know, I don't know, Gaonim Bizruch Umarov. It has to be over 1,000 years old. It has to be. Correct? It's over 1,000 years old. It's not from yesterday. What they say? B'nei Afrika shenosu noshu b'Eretz Yisrael v'daruba im adayin lo shaw yubeis chodesh chayav nishmo sheyam tov mikum kol. What unbelievable chumrah. You have to wait a year to keep becoming Israeli. What is this? Because Baba Basha Dav Zayin what? We don't pass it that way. Can you imagine if they pass it that first year Israel began? We don't pass it that way. Okay, fine. Good. Then show you Beis Chodesh, Mikan Ve'elech, Afo Pisha Datam Lavzar. Oh. Now, until now, he's presumably discussing Ein Datam Lavzar. Now, he's talking Datam Lavzar. So, what's it in? Noagin Ka'anchi Rishalayim. Okay? At Shechozim come. You conduct yourself like Anshi Yerushalayim until you go back. So what do you see at first glance? What do you see, Rabosa? An African finds himself in Eretz Yisrael. Dato Lavzor. You still follow Anshi Yerushalayim. Sounds at first glance like home. Chacham Tzvi. Bahani Mili Me Africa Eretz Yisrael. I will be bubble Eretz Yisrael. Sheyesh b'shtei yeshivas, imdat olavzar, af al pi sheshoa shonim rabos, ose kechumre shtehen. Imdat olavzar, also the answer all, but not the lachra, obviously. Okay, what do you see? Says the Rav Adja, is then bevua d'shalog d'ri chakam tzvi, alakol shedat olavzar l'chut starts, Ubatoku Beis Kodesh, Noe Kimina Kutzor Zagabayat Vashani, Shel Golius. What does that mean? Less than 12 months? You have to keep 2 days. What's his case? Coming back? Not coming back? We don't pass the idea of Yud Beis Chodesh at all. We know what pass is that way. We don't pass it that way. The question is, what exactly did they say? So once you reject that Yud Beis Chodesh, the first the line two in his source. They have to keep 2 days. He didn't say Dada Lavza, but Vali seemed to understand the first two lines as Dada Lavza. I don't know, I don't think so. Line three starts Dada Lavza. Line two could be even any Dada Lavza. It's a unique sheet, they need 12 months. So I don't agree there, but I just read. But I do have the following Ha'ara. When the Gaonim said on line two, Chayavim Lishmar Shneyavim Tovim Kimakoman, they knew how to say, you got to keep 2 days. That's how you say it. Chayavim Lishmar Shneyavim Tovim Kimakoman. Later on, when it told about Bavel and Dada Lavzar, it didn't say that. It didn't say, Chayavim Lishmar Shneyavim Tovim Kimakoman. What did it say? Osek Chumre Shtehen, the Gaonim changed their expression, in my humble opinion. And the Gaonim were not worried about sfeikas between a machlokes between the Chacham Tzvi and the Rav Yosef Karo. The Gaonim didn't have sfeikas. They don't find sfeikas by the Gaonim. They held the Iker Adin a day and a half. That's my chiddush. All the Chum Hashem in Gaonim speak is me Iker Adin. It's not a pshara. So I'm going to try to even one up what my Rebbe Zichron of the Racha and what the Rav Shmuel Salant Zichron of the Racha said. They said keep a day and a half some suffix. I want to say the Gaonim said keep a day and a half towards Vadai. Wow. My humble opinion, however, is that Halacha Lemaisa can't do it. Can't do it. Better follow the Mishnah Berurah. What did the Mishnah Berurah say? Let's read the Mishnah Berurah. Everyone has the Mishnah Berurah about it? It's in the top side of the Ma'am Makaris. Let's see what he says. Top side of the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Uben Chutzlar, it's the last six lines, column 2, page 206. Uben Chutzlar, Shabbal Eretz Yisrael, Imdat Alasim Komo, with a small Yudchesis, Sarich Lasel Shnei Yomim Yomtev. That's all, finished. Who said so? Yudches. Ken Kosev B'Sharit Shuvim B'Shem Rov Achronim, Ayin Shom. Name of Rov, what do you mean Rov Achronim? As opposed to whom?
No.
Chacham Tzvi. Shai Tshuva quotes the Chacham Tzvi. As Rov Achronim disagree and say you have to keep 2 days. And the Kohen Gadol Tfilas Yom Tov Tzol Espal Yadav Betzina against the Yosef Kara, the Pella. That's because they do Befares. Atka? Okay. But he says, Klar, Yadav and Yom Tov Tzol Davin. That's my Pesach. Why? I'm even found a better source for the day and a half than anyone else found that I've seen. So why am I not a day and a half man? In fact, my Rebbe, Zichron of the Rebbe, said that way. I'll tell you why. Please look at source number 8. That's why. Source number 8 is the Holy Gemara Masech the Shabbos. Omer Abaye, Vadai the Devreya and Boy Brocha, Suffer the Devreya and Lo Boy Brocha. Frank the Gemara, but Yom Tov Sheni Yisav the Remu Uboy Bracha. Answers the Gemara, Hosam Ki Hechet Lo Nuzuzulebe. The reason we make Kiddush and Alachilas Matan Alachilas Moror and whatever else we make at the Sheni Shogolius is only to prevent a zilzul. Rabosai, I read recently in the Nefesh HaRav that I've been saying on my own for so long I never realized the Rebbe, my Rebbe said it. What's the proof that Chazal are right? From facts on the ground. Proof that the Chazal are right. If you don't make a bracha, it leads to zilzul. Correct. Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. That's why people are mezalzel. There's no bracha. Rabosai, it seems to me, the 1.5 in theory is a wonderful psak. In theory, not lemaisa. It leads you straight to 1 day. I'm not going to make a bracha of Alachilas Matzah at my Seder, I'm going to be in a cab the next day. I'm going to be driving myself. I'm not. It's guaranteed. Guaranteed. I've seen it. I may have mentioned to you that my son Rafael who keeps telling me they have to talk about this topic time and time again, says to me that since he was here, he was first here in Eretz, it was 1990, he was there for Sukkos, and all the hotels and Sukkos, everybody kept 2 days. Gradually, he started his day and a half business, and now it's down to 1 day. You go to the Laron, says the majority of the Americans are keeping 1 day, and I can't scream at them, because there is a day and a whole away, but it's a das miut. Chacham Tzvi is a das miut. And we saw that these reasons are very controversial. A day and a half, I can't be upset. But I'm upset because it leads to 1 day. Straight graph. Chazal predicted it. No bracha, next thing you know, is Vayant. So my son Rafal told me, he said, Abba, if you don't say something now, I give you a prediction, and it could be 1 day in chutzot. I thought it was way off. 1 day in chutzot. It happened. In a particular location, I would say about 5 miles to our west, approximately, or less, big town which has so many shuls, so many yidden. On Shabbos, you walk in the middle of the street. There are no cars in the streets, this particular city. No, I was there a few weeks ago for Shabbos. Mamish is such a beautiful Torah town. No cars in the streets and shops. The Maisa was last year, Sukkos, a year and a half ago, or more. People decided they keep only 1 day in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Sock, ba 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 ba. And they did it. The Rav. The Rav didn't say that. The Rav said, Pagina Dibur for the Rav. The Rav said his grandfather held like a Kakati, but they have to keep 2 days anyway. That they forgot about. The Rav, half the Rav. Okay, Kati Rav. What they do? They decided we're going to fly out Motzei Shmini Atzeres and land in Newark Airport. We'll see, that's also a problem. We'll get to that. But then we're going to sit in Newark Airport the whole day. They got in the taxis and came straight to, what's the name of the city? They came into the middle of our office. They keep getting out of the taxis. Rabbanim went crazy on them. In that particular town, I mentioned its name, two of the our own Rebbeim and the Yeshiva are Rabbanim and Shuls in that town, two towns near each other, whatever it is it be. And they went crazy. This is what you're doing. They said, what do you mean? You keep 1 day. But you're in America. What do you mean? I spent $10,000 and take my whole family to the Laurel. We are in America. To be right now, you're in American soil. So my son's prediction was correct. And therefore, I cannot accept the sock of a day and a half, despite my justification. And I think I found a source which maybe is true. Me here and in, that's a halacha of a lalamas. You have to keep 2 days, just in order to keep the 2 days in chutzlars. Not that it's wrong 2 days. The Mishnah Berurah passes 2 days, the Rosh Hashanah says 2 days. I have to defend myself. Say, but I might have more understanding on a practical level for the day and a half, except the day and a half leads to the one, and the one leads to a one even here. I just can't have it. Okay? That's my side. Fine. Having said all this, Rabbi Osai, we now turn our attention to the Rishon. Okay? We had a Ravid. I want to review the Ravid again. We read it yesterday. We'll read it again. Yes, sir.
What is Rabbi's opinion about Sfardim? If a Sfaradi in his shir or in his kila was to ask Rabbi, what would he?
I'm not an expert in Sfardim psak. I will read you, I'll put Rabbi Avadi's psak on soon, if you have a chance. Okay, I mean, this is Rabbi Avadi's psak. Oh, we're not Rabbi Yom anymore. I don't have this bottom line. Is this recallable? I want to do the Rishon. Back to the Ravid, Rav Osai. Back to the Ravid. The Ravid says something which is quite amazing, and we had interpreted it one way yesterday. I'm giving a new interpretation from Chief Pesach Frank in the Kroa Kodesh, a remarkable interpretation of this Ravid. Almost incredible. The Ravid had a lashon which no one understood what it means at first glance. What did the Ravid say over here? It's in Mem Ches Oz Gimel. Shein v'chol hagola v'lo v'eretz Yisrael. Mishalo yinak sheyam tov mishal galiyus. What is he talking about? No sheyam tov mishal galiyus in Eretz Yisrael. What are you talking about? So he has to be explained that the mafarshim explain what it means, that it was a fundamentally accepted, even in Eretz Yisrael, that in case they go to Chutzaretz, they're going to keep 2 days. That's what we got out of the problem with the Steer and the Rambam. That's what we saw in the Sefer Yom Tov Sheni, Kilchos. However, she paints a frank as a totally different shot in this writing. Basically, another Rambam. Those want to look it up. It's in Simon Nun Zion, Os Aleph. It's on page. Kuf Tzadi Dal. Quotes of going to Yerushalayim. Rabbi meant what the Rambam has said. In Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Beis. What did Rambam say in the Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Beis? You know what? If everyone just wants to, you might as well, since we have the ability in a second to do it, everyone should take a look at Rambam Hichos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Beis. Should we use Rambam? Rambam is made the cut.
Hey, you'd be.
Hey, you'd be. Okay, Rambam, where are you? Ah, halacha yud beis. Thank you. Welcome to Shabbeinu Ubeinu Yerushalayim, Asayama Vapachos Mir Asara, Usuria Chutzlart, Beinahem Minit, Oshiir Shinishashab and Midbar Eris Yisrael. That's the Rambam referring back. O Mokom Shashachtav O Yisrael Ata, Osin Shneyamim Kiminig Rova Olam. Can you imagine? If you're a part of Eretz Yisrael, when nobody lived at the time of Chazal, you have to keep 2 days. The Brisker Rav is famous. The Brisker Rav who lived in the Geula kept 2 days. Why?
Kosher.
Right. Why? How do I know that there was a Yishuv here when Bezman Shabbos is Megashir Yekayim? Bezman had Bez Nagala? Who said? If there's no Yishuv, he says like a midbar in Eretz Yisrael. The whole world came down, and then they weren't happy with this chumrah. But that's what he said. That's what the Rebbe is saying. There's nowhere where in the world where there's 2 days, where there's no 2 days. Why? Because even in Eretz Yisrael, it's 2 days. Because maybe it wasn't either. He held like the Brisker of Mamish the Rebbe. Not the other left. I don't think he'd ever lived in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe he would have held it like the Brisker of. Or, but in principle, that's the source. The Rebbe meant what the Rambam said. That's what he suggests over here on page Kuf Tzadi Dalet.
Did the Ritva say that?
Hold on. Does the Ritva say like that? I think it says against that. I believe the Ritva says exactly against this Rambam. That's my recollection. But I don't have in this particular page, he does not quote any Ritvas. But you know what? He should quote it. I can't. He has this book of 600 pages. I don't know where he quotes the Ritva. The other Shenik of Chosov, he certainly should. Vulos are something like Vulos, but maybe it's there. He has a chapter, page Shin, what the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael with respect to Yom Tov Sheni. A lot, for example. Kol Mokom be'Eretz Yisrael, Nogim bo Yom Tov Echad Bulvat. Kach Yidas HaRitva Rosh Hashanah Yudches Sukkah Mem Gimel Kach HaTikna Bebez Shehul HaNos Yachan Nas Shneyomim Only Chutz Lorenz Because Rov Chutz Lorenz Shluchim wouldn't get to Eretz Yisrael. Since Rov Eretz Yisrael Shluchim came B'chol Mokom 1 day, it's the Chazon Ish says Nogu B'chol Eretz Yisrael As Yom Echad. That's the Ritva V'shal Sofrim HaLachach HaRamegil. And it's only in Suffolk. We don't know where they actually came, where they didn't come. And he says, it's all right from Tukachinsky, from Poskim Rabim, Avnei Nezer, Tzitzaliezer, Shari Yitzchak, Taurus Rafal. On the other hand, the Eretz Tzvi and Isorus and Shuvah and Minchas Alozer. What about the Rambam Shita? She just said, Kama Gedolim, did it when they got to Eretz Yisrael. Not to Malachi, Yaakov Sheni. Who are these Gedolim? It's Miluim, Simon, Dalid. Oh, it's good. This is interesting. Historically, who are these Gedolim who did it? There we go. Who are these Gedolim? There we go. It's like, who agrees with this? That you have, it's only one day in all of Eretz Yisrael? Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Shmuel Salant. And it even includes Eber Yarden, even Surya. Chazanish said so in a letter to Rav Chepachinsky. Even though it was only captured by Oli Mitzrayim, not by Oli Bavel.
I think really the Chazanish himself kept a day and a half, but didn't want anyone to know about it because he didn't want people to copy him.
Really?
I think it
was that,
yeah.
Wow. He said, huh?
He'll figure it out.
That proves, see? Because he wasn't sitting and writing a solution. Wow. Because he has a letter that says the Farish Faker. He said he's going to tell you the Gedolim were kept to them, but he must have chickened out and put their names in. There's no names. Either Brits grew up, it's famous. Even that name is not here. So I can't tell you who the Gedolim are. He promised to give us the names of the Gedolim, but at the end of the day, he chickened out, apparently. I don't see. In the safe, I don't see the list of Gedolim who kept it. Okay, so if you can find it, okay, now both sides. That's point number one. Point number one. What about a midbar in Eretz Yisrael? A midbar in Eretz Yisrael.
So wouldn't the passage be that the contemporary neighborhoods in Yerushalayim would just be an extension of the original city of Yerushalayim?
You can also suggest that. Now, because the Rach says, Midbar is Yisrael, no slum, chumri, mokum, shayotu, misham. He understood it to mean that a midbar is Yisrael, a chutznik keeps 2 days, but a benar is Yisrael only keeps 1 day, even in the midbar. But the Rama learned differently. It's an amazing chant. It's Kupesh Kup Tzadiyed. Like the Rach, he suggests, and Rav Safra wrote to Lalas Eretz Yisrael, Vashelish Lovi Midbar Eretz Yisrael, my. Who beforeish mishum to be midbar? I feel the bnei Eretz Yisrael also shayam tovim. Unbelievable! A new pshat in the Gemara. Be midbar, my, because even in Israel he keeps 2 days. Shayam the Gemara law. This could be amar rabbanu chiyam milsa etc. Rakharach also the dvar amel. Can a makla de biyarama? Mishum be midbar Eretz Yisrael chayavim bebeiz yavim. And the Rambam holds the same way. Unbelievable. Let's read the Gemara going to the race. It's an amazing shot. Look at the Gemara again. You have to do a double take. I know Yadina Mekfir Diyar. B'yishuv lo avidna. B'neishimim, again, I'm not sure which way let's try. B'midbar mai. B'midbar Eretz Yisrael. What's it in? B'yishuv. Again, I don't know how it's going to try.
You should be in Eretz Yisrael. I'm gonna only keep 1 day because it'll.
And in midbar.
In midbar, I can keep. I should keep 2 days.
Well, I keep 2 days because even in Israel, I keep 2 days. Wow. Alupsha. As is pshah. Achidish nifla. Achidish nifla. Okay. Okay. He says over here. That the question of the Gemara is referring to someone who's older than Eretz Yisrael, and they already knew for them a Pashut that in Eretz Yisrael you keep 2 days in the desert, like the Rambam. And the question is, what about an Olech Hadash? That's how you learn to Pshat. That's what he says. I don't believe it for a second. If he came from New York to the Midbar Eretz Yisrael, he came from 2 days and ended up in 2 days. How can I be pshat in the Gemara Shaila? What's the Shaila? Well, That's what he seems to be understanding. Talk to Rach. What's the Rach talking about? What's the Midbar? Wait, that's the kashmir at the beginning. Yishalah vidna koshkim and Midbar dosim v'malacha. Okay. So he quotes the Chemda. Avidna means Yomtev. As in Avidna Yomtev or Rabbanan. We had a better rhyme because there's Lo Avdi in the Battle of Amud Beis. Okay. So B'Yishiv, you have to keep 2 days. Us have to keep 2 days because it looks like Baal Tosif. That's what the Chemda said. We thought of Machlokes, whatever it is. And the Midbar's Mutter and Mutter and Chayev to keep a second day. Why is there no Baal Tosif in the Midbar? I don't know. In the miracle Baal Tosif? I don't know what he says. Al-Koponim idevi arash v'kostav v'yam rabbanim v'kofat v'ham milsa midbar Eretz Yisrael nosa l'chum v'am v'shayotim v'sham mashma shavil v'midbar Eretz Yisrael dalka v'yishiva v'chutzart noheg shnei yamim tovim al-nei Eretz Yisrael ein lasa shnei yamim tovim v'yidu v'midbar. That's how the Rach understood. But the Rambam said no. Rav Safra is going in Aliyah and the Sheila Shlom of Midbar Eretz Yisrael Mai. What does it mean? The midbar afilu b'nei Eretz Yisrael osim shnei yamim tovim hu kanal. That's like a double pashut. The shaila is, what about me and Ole Chadash? It's ridiculous. How can that be? You came from New York, you went to Chicago. In both places, you have to keep 2 days. I'm saying this. Maybe he never meant it. Rav Chief Pesach meant it a little differently. That's exactly the shaila. The midbar Eretz Yisrael mai doesn't just mean for me in America going aliyah. What is an Israeli they're doing? And when the Gemara said the midbar mutter means mutter to keep yontif, because there's no Baal Tosim and you have to keep yontif because of the Rambam and Perikei Halacha Yud Beis. It's a slight tweaking of the straight read over here in the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh. Fine. Adka. Now, Rabosa, there was a very important nakud over here which I want to disagree with. And I thought about it on my own disagree, and then I found that I'm on the same page as some of the Gedolim since. Nish'alti. This is Nun Tes Beis. Page Kuf Tzadi Tes. Echad sheba mechutzaratz Yerushalayim zekarav l'shana lohoye v'dayto l'shtakeh b'Yerushalayim aval ol ha'atzal l'beisa v'chakach rotzal l'tzor l'Kanada y'mechuyev b'shnei sheni al golos shalgolos b'Yerushalayim. What does that mean? He came from New York, coming for a year, moving back to Canada. What would you say?
Of course, he's a Ben Kosar. That deluxe, or what difference does it make whether it's New York or Canada? Either one of them, you keep
changing. Hey, Shafti la Shoel Shedino Kiben Eretz Yisrael. Slow. I just wanted the shock value. The shock value. Why? It's not that to lachzor. He's not that to lachzor. He's not going back to New York. He's going to Canada.
They have the same minhag.
Okay, understand what he says. Now, the shach is meferish v'keret. That was our shach. The shmuel shach. We had the question steering the mechaber. The shach says in front of a case we go from place A to place B and the back to place C, right? And A and C are the same minhag. The shach is beferish against the Chief Pesach. That's what bothered me. Beferish against the shach. You're going from A, they're machber. And you're now going to B, they're maker. You're going to see where they're machber. Lo hutta min hagav mekavot. The shach said beferish. The Chief Pesach is against the shach. Why? Here's a loveless why. Because the only time you are ever going to be uprooting your old minhag is if it's your dat lishtakeya in the new place forever. Mishnah says, Shabura is up in Sukkot Yud Gimel. He says, Aloshin. In dat lishtalatlan komo le'olam yisnakim le'eretzol. You have to become to stay in Eretzol for good. That's it. Once you're leaving ever, then where does Chief Pesach get it from? Catch this now, this critical line. It's so important. It's one of the most important things we're talking about now. I'm reading the words verbatim. V'chein yesh, the last line of Hechkuf Tzadites. V'chein yesh la'ayin b'ksas b'chiyagavna. What do you mean? It doesn't mean la'ayin tzas. It means tzas b'chiyagavna. A similar situation. What's a similar situation? What could be possibly be similar to this? It's going from New York to Yerushalayim to Canada. What could be similar? Shebol Yerushalayim u'mesupak im yarzir. In Suffolk, Chazara, Zokfo, Lahir, Shiyot. He may go back to New York, he may not go back to New York. Why is that Tzatz B'chiyai Gavim? What's the connection? It's going to be completely unrelated in two Shilas. Repeat. Going from New York to Yerushalayim, back to Canada, case one. I'm in New York to Yerushalayim, and I'm not sure I'll go back on that to New York. What's the connection? Zok, footnote one. A beautiful verb. What's the Tzari HaSuffolk? Im zeh shedato lachzor hu gorem shlo yakum min hemenu chumim abashat zemishah. I'm reading the words, important. Is it the fact that you plan to go back that causes that you cannot uproot it from your chumim in the mokum we came from? Oh no! O zeh she'ein dato lachzor vu nishim b'mokum shenimtzot gorem es piyusim b'mokum hakodesh. The fact that you're not going back, that gives you the status of the new place. Bunch of words, huh? What kind of hakir is this? Explains. According to the first tzad, Hare chosel defoneinu dato lachzor lemokom kviyusa. They're going back to origin to New York. Therefore, it's an Eretz Yisrael dika. It's a Tzvi Pesach psak. I go to Canada. So it's like an American, it's like an Israeli, plans to go to Canada next year. So what? He's still an Israeli. According to the second side, Sof kol sof, yesh kan da shalo li shor, b'malkom shu b'nimtza, so you're therefore you are still stuck with the old menorah. Well, the fizeh, next paragraph. Mashakosav moron, tzvi pesach, yesh lodon b'mesupak im yachzer, yesh ezek kesher im ha'shelo rishona. It's Saskia Gavna. Why? You thought there's no connection at all. Beautiful. Listen to this. Love this. Shim Shagamza Toli Bazet. Shim Dato Lagza Goreim E Akirosum Yachiyuvim Shomak Kvioso Sirk Dafka Dato Lagza Bivadai. The Suffolk Chazara Lo Shme Chazara. Masha Ein Kenim No Masha Dasha Lo Lagza Gormez Kviusa Lamaka Machadosh. Sarech ain't that the lachzor bevadai? The suffix on nikkur that the lachzor. What? This is Babish Yeshiva Shachakira. This is classic Yeshiva Shachakira. You hear what's going on? This is footnote one.
Why would dead to lachzor need to be bevados?
Only if it's that the lachzor bevados. His first side is right. If that the lachzor uproots it, so if you're not sure, so you have to keep only one day. But if it's and that the lachzor establishes a new place, and you're not sure if you keep 2 days. So what taka is the psak? What taka is the psak? What is the psak in both of these? It's a beautiful clear. But what is the psak? It seems to me that halacha lemaisa rabo sak, we should follow the second sak in both cases. And say if you're going from New York to Yerushalayim to Canada, you should keep 2 days. And therefore, if you're mesupa, if you're staying a night, you should also keep 2 days. Should also keep 2 days, Rabbi Osai. Also keep 2 days. And that is a psak of the Alter Rebbe. It's in the Tov Samaches Sif Tesvov. Im dat alas on the Mokom Shiyotim Isham. O le Mokom Acher. O le Mokom Acher. You do not have a din of the second place. He's talking about Lo Chalal of Chumir Osamah. So the cool is also. Seems to me, therefore, that the second side of the Chakira is correct. Is correct. And I found in this Sefer many years, many time later, that Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv both argue on Rav Sifas of Frank in the first case, New York, Yerushalayim, Canada. And if it's Hobo Talia, as Rav Sifas alluded, and as the grandson so beautifully explains, the Din of Sabbath should be exactly the same thing. So now, Rabbi Osai, I want to discuss with you one more tshuva. We only have time for one more tshuva, which is Yichav Adas. I assume you can get that for me on the Kehelet Gimel Simon Lamed. Yeah, oh, this is about Sephardi Pesach. I don't pass it too much as Sephardi, but I don't know what their clothing are. I don't know what, but yes.
Why would New York, Canada, because they're different places? Isn't all the places for this thing, all the stars could walk around?
It's a different city. It's a different city.
No, I know, I'm saying in general, I would understand that, but here it's not really.
You're saying a different vote. Even if in some phony, some meaning or something or other, even if you'd be right that New York to Yerushalayim to Canada, and they're machmir in New York and in Canada by coincidence, and they're making in Chicago, and they're making in Los Angeles, and they're making in Yerushalayim, even if in that case you would say we should view New York and Canada and Toronto as two different cities, and say when it comes to minhag Shani Yom Shani Shavuos, that's only one. That's another good story. That's what we said before. You're not getting it? You have it?
Which way?
Chela Gimel, Simon Lamed Hei. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Okay, we'll come. Look at this. Look how it starts, a funny way. The Bikuri of Medina's Brazil in 1978. Shlichei HaSochnut HaYehudit HaMachlaka LaTarbut Toranit. You know what that is. You know what that's Shluchim in. Shemesham Shemesham Morim B'Bodei Sefer Madrichim Madina L'Niyot L'Sheni Shal Golius Sheyitziyos L'Chutz L'Arts In Shoseim U'B'neim Hidatkuva Mesuyem Shal Shona O Yoser Ha'im Aleim L'Niyot L'Bnei Chutz L'Arts V'Niyot L'Hachmir O'B'Kerim Shedat L'Achol Eretz Yisrael L'Siyum HaTavkidam Tzrich L'Niyot L'Chutol Shal Eretz Yisrael. Fair question? Fair question, right? What would you say? For you, what would you say? I know what I would say. He's an Israeli, for sure. He's an Israeli. He's coming to the Israelis, they come for a year or two, and they go back. He's an Israeli. Can't do malacha, I would say. Can't do malacha even with sinner. That's what I would say. But he davens? Israeli. That's what I, before even opening the tshuva, that's what I would say.
If he's sure that he is returning.
So let's take a look in the Mishnah over here before you open the Rabbi. We have over here Rabbi Osai in Simon Tov Sadi Vav and the Sifkat Yud Gimel. Remember we left off. Kos Vachroni, it's more Utesis. But when I brought Mishnah Madvas. The Mishnah Oked the Rasa and Ishta Obana Bimokal Lamokam, Lisa Velita and Olavia, Afal Pisha Bishas Akiroso, Hoya Daito Lazo Lukomo, Kimisha Ein Daito Lazo Domi, the Stoma de Milsa, Keva and Akrinu La Inchi Base, Kol Shemoti Panosasam Ruvachas Mosamokam Shalakosham, Eno Zoz Misham. So rise to Radvas. Believe it or not, the Ravadja attempts to pass in this way based on the Radras. Since he came with his wife and kids, he's here for over a year, he keeps 2 days like any American. Pile ploin mash.
But the Parnassa isn't Ruvachas. It's Talay, they're getting a stipend and they're going to be expected to come back and someone else will come and take their place.
Exactly. Absolutely exactly. How can you say such a thing? How can you say such a thing? With Brenda Shalom. How can it be? I don't understand Ruvachas. He goes the whole story. You know, he quotes chapter and verse. Avkas Rochel Shuter Advaz. Okay, everything's here. The whole story. Ruvachas knows how to be Marach. Because it's here, Shana or Yoser, ain't that the last of the race of the Mysa? She yidigu yom to Shani can make chutzos a whole dover. I mamish don't believe it. And I quote the Orach HaShulcha. What did Orach HaShulcha say? Here it is. It's 5 lines above the top. If you don't get down, get there. Oroch Hashulchan, Acha Shehevi Divrei Radvaz, Al Bishadat Alavza Meshchazman Dinim Keein Dat Alavza, She became a shuvah be'ezel chutzot b'kadir k'vul ben chutzot. Siyem. V'chein yiroli. She'afil l'bol chutzot z'vado. Im ein dait olach z'el al achar shana. Mikri ein dait olach z'el. Nearly. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, they say you should keep one day because, like the Aruch HaShulchan. Turned it around. I've been in Eretz Yisrael for a year. Eretz Yisrael for a year. So therefore, I got to keep one day. I'm an Israeli. Stay true as a double. One, we don't pass on the Aruch HaShulchan. Two, I didn't stay for a year. Do a little arithmetic about it. Say, who stayed for a full year? I'll give you a lunar year. 354 days. When I came to Yeshiva's Karen Yavne, I got there so before Shchodesh El. Okay. Before Shchodesh El. And I stayed for both sides until Shivasa B'Tamas. When I left after the Rosh Yeshiva left. I left early. Right? But it wasn't the year. It wasn't the year. It was a Shana Muberet sometimes. I said, look, it's still less than a year. It wasn't quite a year. So I don't think quite a Rosh Hashanah to do any of the, it just can't, it doesn't work, in my humble opinion. You can't rely upon it. Besides in that fact, all the present day posts can say, you can't apply this Red Madison's man as that. There are airplanes. In those days, I saw the other Sheikh Chosa, it's ridiculous. In those days, you wanted a trip with your wife and your kid, you're going to boot them again. Today, you're on a plane. We'll see how much of the trip. We'll get to it if we have a chance. In 10 hours, unless you go back and forth, it's nothing. So I'm very upset with this psalm. I think this psalm is not correct. It's not correct. Baruch HaShulchan? Who passed like the Baruch HaShulchan? No. It's the Mogan Avraham on both sides. Mogan Avraham says, if a bocher goes to learn 2 or 3 years, 2 or 3 years, he's called Dat Lazar. I mentioned before Ramush. Look at Ramush's shuv over here. Source number 3. Uben Eretz Yisrael. I don't understand this last line either. Shenosa bas chutzlarts, v'dat alachzer etzrol l'achar erech beit shonim, chayev linig yomtiv sheni gidin ben chutzlarts. I don't understand this either. Ani lo mevin. He's going to back in 2 years? Why? I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. You know, can I be medayik? Make a dato below dato. Yeah. Then Ramush is right. Always he right. But it's a little bit, you know, I'm reading in a little bit, I have to be honest with you. Okay. But now, I don't know, in where would the footnotes to this tshuva be in the screen? I have it, you know, in my house, I have Yechav Adas. There's a very long footnote. That mission was to be printed at the end of it, or in the middle of it.
Maybe.
You can do a search on this in a second. Or?
I mean, what is?
Hold on. Let's just stop. How can I stop?
Stop.
Oh, I went the wrong way. That's why I stopped. Okay, no wonder it stopped. I'm looking for a tshuva of Cook. That's what I'm looking for. Quotes of Cook. Rav Cook is quoted in a footnote.
Oh, there is.
Where? Yeah. You have really good eyes. A sefer.
Wow.
Here it is. Wow. It's the host of Old Bazaar. Masha Kosev Agon of Avraham Yitzchak Cohen Cook. Pshut Orach Mishpat. Do we get that? We get Rav Cook on this? Yeah. Okay, let's for a whole lot. Let's see. Shemidivei Rabbeinu Zrachi Alevi Balamor Muchach. V'legabe yomtiv sheni shel golius, afilu umdat olachzor, yesh linog boki b'nei chutzor to kiddush v'tfilu l'chol dover. Did you see this? We read it, Zrach, your lady. Ho'il v'chumine godol she'poshet v'chol Yisrael she'betutus agol. Aye, Rami, he never said it. Lav dafka. The zil pas of time. This sounds like meta halacha. We have arrived mod la bigger within.
What?
Come around ban al chamas kasa. Shadafka bedava shemachlokas bedin. If you have to be mocha shenogel the hakol be mocha shenogel hachmir. If that the lav zayin a tzorach la hachma of the amorts. Avol dava shegam bnei amocha shiyotze misham modim. Shnei amocha shalach l'sham. Noagim kedin. You have to change shogolius. Yes, the linek of most of the chaldava. I feel that the last. I couldn't find any of this. Do me a big favor. Could you please find me quickly? Orach Mishpat, get me on the screen. Can you find me? Did you have it? Shkarla? Sure. What, before you get out of here, what was it? Chelik? Orach Chaim Chesim Kuflan. I didn't see a cook. A cook had a good cook. He'd be able to see things. But I want us, before we get it on screen, to turn our own attention. Yeah. We'll end with this.
They don't have it.
This is right there.
Oh. Or Mishpat. Or Chaim. What was it?
Kuflan. Everyone open up to your Balamors or Ambans and Rivers that you have to be able to find. Whoa. What have Cook found? Cook. What Cook was, because all they had Dormanish. Let's see what he found with his cook, which we can't find, at least I can't find in my cook. I wear glasses, I can't see too well. I don't know where he found this in the Balbi. I mean, it was on the Marmakarvis, huh? The Balamor and the Rivet and the Ramar on your Marmakarvis. Did you see it? Huh?
So why find about this Balma that if you go to Nair, also it's very solid, keep it
because of the. What I saw in the Balamor says, yeah, it's a minute guddle and Lipputzbo. He meant that's why you keep the Yisra Malacha, even the Yishuv, even the Tzina. That's what he says. That's what he's going on. But let's read it together. Bahani denach, the Maravos, the Mivin, Abin, the Yom Tushen, the Yishuv. I feel that the Lazar, the Fishu, Mine, Gola, Shaposha, Bechola, Gola, Kul, and Nipotzbo. And he's explained, presumably, why even the Tzina. That's what he's going on. That's not about Tfila. The Rav Kook conceded he's not talking about Tfila. The Zilbos of Time. What's Tfila? I don't see the connection at all. Let's take a look. One second. Mitan Amem Shalom. Afish, you know, Yisrael Malach kindly also, I feel it without the Lazar, I feel a bit sinner. The Komakom, the Yenshare, the Dinah, Shoyantif, the Motzfila, the Kiddush, the Chayotzibok, Shadat, the Lazar, the Mistak, the Minigar, the Israel. I agree. Odom Kadida, Midir Yishas, the Rishon, the Rab, Bills, the Psikahi, Yeshimon, the Migdole, Kamoy, Shinira, Bor, Midir Ram, What's Mekomo mean? Where he is now?
Or where
he is. What does it mean?
I don't know.
I wish he tells what it means. We'll see some. In the Bidiri HaGemara, lo lamadnu chiluk bein dat alavza and dat alavza. Kiyim b'chilukim en hogem atdinim atluyim bo rov machilas teyatra. Taliba did I make kila in local klalach and klal begab b'chomok. Elah shemachmi machmi kedaita. Azeh mishani agmar b'sochot and beiz dat alavza ram. Alo b'yontav sheni shil golius. Shechacham and tikno api minig ova shebnei eretz chutzo yadzika b'yontav sheni. B'yontav d'chol d'vara. Also gamkin gzera shil yizalzo lach and mevuel b'kam b'kongus. Yesh loma. The Mehika Radin, Komish, the Chutzah, Kashem, Shahos, the last Melocha, I feel that Shadad Alazar, Hokinami, Chalolov, Kobinet, which Yot, this is like the Alta Rebbe. Because I got the Matsinu Gabe Tanis, the Misane, more I feel without the Lazar, to move the rights of the Kamet and Tanis of Simataka. We thought that Medivri turns to Shem Nira, the Mishum, the Chumet, the Adad Alazar, and Ella the Melach, Shem Diev, Shem the Melach, the Matsinu, the Moshe, the That's right. That's our Torah is on the base. Aval harazak kasav that tam she be malacha in chilik ben dat alavza in dalavza uben tina lefaresya. He didn't say. He said, okay, I guess right. Who mishum sheino dovel the minik should actually understand shogolias the shaman hagin shu minik gadol she pashut bechol yisrael vein lefatzbo. Okay. Who if he times that yesh loma. This is Rav Kook speaking, not the Balamor speaking. The Malach alav dafka, Sherry called Igro. Went the right way?
So we call Ikro Shayantav Shani, Lechol Devara, Likidush, Ulitfila, who Gamke Minigada Shapasha Bechol Yisrael, Vinokat Melacha. The wrong way. Vinokat Melacha. Vinokat Melacha. The Gemara, who did the Chalmid of the Yantiv. Uvika Radin, Maskemas, and Dada Gamka Das arrived. Shady Ramban, the Mohammeds, Pinatra Banatzmo. Afal Pisha Dat, the Mitama Macher, Avalush, Shulinin Adin. She is so Radabo, Shulinin Kumim Maka Shalat Hashem, who had Adin Uchkach, Shanas, and Kabanir, my field of the Yomo. That's the word of the Ramban. That line we saw. But when we look more carefully, it doesn't mean it, right? We went to the Be'ion last week. He said, Be'ion doesn't really mean that. The Sian Ramban al Das arrived. Now I understand where I got it from. We spent time last week by Arichas Gadol and explained that the Ramban said Ben Yerliyomo, we didn't really mean it. If you remember tomorrow, we'll go by. Now I know where I got it from. He said, I have no clue. That's where we got it from, the Ramban. Okay. The seeing the doctor of Dabashal Machlokes in Torah and Tosh Mukhab is that who the doctor loves and Chayav Lach Merkiyim Fnei Amoritz Kikusoy. Of the media should gab in a mokum achem odin should be a mokum zeh shabbat avdi kiminag ki agab di yad sheni shal Golias the min adin the chomili who darev kamosa. Yeah, but the Rabban didn't say that. Al kapov shlosh asorim arishon amor arav Rabban nira the data who should look at that atosis. I don't know if it's true. True, the Ran is like Tosis, etc. etc. I first say I don't want to go late for your curl lunch. We'll stop here tomorrow, regular time, 11 o'clock. I first say, yeah? 11 o'clock, regular time. The main server of Yom Tov Sheni Kulchosa, a lot of chuvas Rav Moshe, all these suffix cases, halacha lemaisa mamash. Okay? So I'll get to the real bottom line, the Seyad Hashma. 11 o'clock, Seyad Hashma. Good. Thank you for offering.